Task 2. You will hear part of a program. Choose the option, A, B or C, that best completes the sentences according to what you hear and write it in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
Thank you. I'm really pleased to be here this evening to talk about the life and times of Julia Child. She was a fascinating woman, a really interesting person, and very influential in cooking and in other things, too. She was born in August of 1912 in Pasadena, California. Her father was a businessman, and her mother was a homemaker and socialite. By 1935, she'd become restless with her life in California, and she was getting older, and she didn't have any serious boyfriends yet. So she moved to New York City for more opportunities. She worked in the advertising department of a big department store there for a couple of years, but she didn't really know what kind of career she wanted. She didn't know what she wanted to do with her life. She actually wasn't considered a very serious or very ambitious person. So in 1937, 2 years after she'd moved to New York, she moved back to her parents' home in Pasadena, California. And she just enjoyed social life for the next 5 years. But along came World War II. And when the war began, Julia felt like she ought to do something to help. So she left California in 1942 to work as a secretary typing at the Office of War Information in Washington, D.C., and a little bit later, about 6 months later or so, she got a job as a file clerk at the Office of Strategic Services, the OSS. 1944, she finally had the opportunity for the kind of adventure that she'd just been looking for all of her life. She sailed from California with hundreds of sailors, going to Ceylon, which we call Sri Lanka now, for her first assignment with the OSS overseas. And that year, she met Paul Child, who was also working for the OSS in Ceylon. He was 10 years older than she. He was considerably shorter than she was. He was very sophisticated. He really appealed to her. He had lived in France as a child. He spoke French fluently. He was a very good photographer, a very good artist. And they started dating when they met in Asia working for the OSS. Julia was in charge of the OSS registry. She always claimed she was never a spy, but she handled all the top secret documents, so she knew what was going on. She and Paul both worked then in the OSS in China until the end of the war. And they spent a lot of time together, they were dating, they ate out a lot together, and he taught her a lot about Chinese food. But in 1945, after the war was over, they both came back to the United States. Julia returned to her family's nice home in Pasadena, California, and Paul went back to the East Coast where he was from. But the separation made them realize that they were really in love and they wanted to be together. So in 1946, they were married in Pennsylvania. She was 34 and he was 44. Well, they remained happily married for the next 48 years until Paul passed away in 1994. They never had children, even though they wished they had. But they were a very close and loving couple. They were best friends in addition to being husband and wife. His first assignment, first overseas assignment, was in Paris in 1948. So they arrived in Paris, arrived by ship with their big American car, unloaded the car off the ship, and drove to Paris. And on the way to Paris, they stopped at this restaurant, La Couronne, in Rouen, France. And that's where they stopped for lunch. And now it's a famous restaurant. Well, Julia immediately fell in love with Paris and with French food. And she just became fascinated with French cooking. So in 1949, to learn how to cook French, she enrolled in the Cordon Bleu cooking school in Paris. It was a two-year course in learning how to cook classic French cuisine. And in 1951, she earned her diploma from Cordon Bleu.
Now, listen again.
Thank you. I'm really pleased to be here this evening to talk about the life and times of Julia Child. She was a fascinating woman, a really interesting person, and very influential in cooking and in other things, too. She was born in August of 1912 in Pasadena, California. Her father was a businessman, and her mother was a homemaker and socialite. By 1935, she'd become restless with her life in California, and she was getting older, and she didn't have any serious boyfriends yet. So she moved to New York City for more opportunities. She worked in the advertising department of a big department store there for a couple of years, but she didn't really know what kind of career she wanted. She didn't know what she wanted to do with her life. She actually wasn't considered a very serious or very ambitious person. So in 1937, 2 years after she'd moved to New York, she moved back to her parents' home in Pasadena, California. And she just enjoyed social life for the next 5 years. But along came World War II. And when the war began, Julia felt like she ought to do something to help. So she left California in 1942 to work as a secretary typing at the Office of War Information in Washington, D.C., and a little bit later, about 6 months later or so, she got a job as a file clerk at the Office of Strategic Services, the OSS. 1944, she finally had the opportunity for the kind of adventure that she'd just been looking for all of her life. She sailed from California with hundreds of sailors, going to Ceylon, which we call Sri Lanka now, for her first assignment with the OSS overseas. And that year, she met Paul Child, who was also working for the OSS in Ceylon. He was 10 years older than she. He was considerably shorter than she was. He was very sophisticated. He really appealed to her. He had lived in France as a child. He spoke French fluently. He was a very good photographer, a very good artist. And they started dating when they met in Asia working for the OSS. Julia was in charge of the OSS registry. She always claimed she was never a spy, but she handled all the top secret documents, so she knew what was going on. She and Paul both worked then in the OSS in China until the end of the war. And they spent a lot of time together. They were dating. They ate out a lot together. And he taught her a lot about Chinese food. But in 1945, after the war was over, they both came back to the United States. Julia returned to her family's nice home in Pasadena, California, and Paul went back to the East Coast where he was from. But the separation made them realize that they were really in love and they wanted to be together. So in 1946, they were married in Pennsylvania. She was 34 and he was 44. Well, they remained happily married for the next 48 years until Paul passed away in 1994. They never had children, even though they wished they had. But they were a very close and loving couple. They were best friends in addition to being husband and wife. His first assignment, first overseas assignment, was in Paris in 1948. So they arrived in Paris, arrived by ship with their big American car, unloaded the car off the ship, and drove to Paris. And on the way to Paris, they stopped at this restaurant, La Couronne, in Rouen, France. And that's where they stopped for lunch. And now it's a famous restaurant. Well, Julia immediately fell in love with Paris and with French food. And she just became fascinated with French cooking. So in 1949, to learn how to cook French, she enrolled in the Cordon Bleu cooking school in Paris. It was a 2-year course in learning how to cook classic French cuisine. And in 1951, she earned her diploma from Cordon Bleu.
This is the end of Task 2.